Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From Black Powder Headquarters and the Bojangles Studio at Three Falls Cabin in the North Georgia Mountains, it's time for O'Neill Outside. For anything in the outdoors, this is your source. Listen in and call the show with your comments or questions. And now, here's O'Neill.
Yes, indeed. The second hour of Works Radio is headed your way. I hope you'll participate with us this morning. This is O'Neill, and we're talking outdoors, not politics or anything of that nature. Springtime fishing and turkey hunting and your participation with it or in it with your children and your family and some of the things that you can do to make fishing better, turkey hunting better. And if you'll join me, we'll just do those very things. It's my pleasure and obligation, but pleasure more than anything else, tell you that this program is brought to you by Works Tools, Striplings, Tough Shed, Snellville Heating and Air, Rocco's Pub, Georgia Department of Natural Resources, Big Green Egg, True Turn Hooks, Arctic Ice Freezer Packs, O'Neill's Podcast, Fisher's Choice Baits, and new sponsors, Gin Spring Generators here in all of North Georgia and Rita Critter. And we would be living with the animals up here if it weren't for Rita Critter. So welcome to the program. I would encourage you and recommend and thank you if you would take a look at O'Neill Outside Television and the podcast. And you can see all those on the Hunt Channel, Waypoint TV, Pursuit Up, our website, O'NeillOutside.com, Destination, and Go, and Fox Networks, Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Sports Phoenix, Fox Sports Florida, and my goodness, that's enough self-promotion. We will have the True Turn Tackle Tip, the Medal of Honor, and a couple of other special things within the program this morning, if you'll just join us. I will take a moment to tell you this as we await our calls, 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Permit me the following in the next few seconds. If you take your family and children this spring and summer to the lake or the woods, there are two things every child has to have. If you're going to the lake, every child has to have on a personal flotation device. If you're going to go to the woods and camp and hike, every child has to have a whistle around his neck. I'll be back. But I'm stuck in cold. We've got a busy second hour of Works Radio headed your way. I hope you'll be able to join us. 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta area and all across the country at 800-972-8255. Let's say, here's our very informative call already. Here's Matt calling from Lake Lanier. What do you say, Captain Mac? What's going on with you?
Good morning. Just waiting for this little rain shower to get out of here so we can go to work.
No, I bet. I bet fishing's good, isn't it?
Fishing's been good. Bass are on the banks. You know, this is the only time of year you can really consistently, that's the key there, mm-hmm, catch spotted bass in less than 10 feet of water.
Right. And what's your number one go-to bait for spotted bass that are at 10 or 12 feet?
If I had to pick just my go-to, make sure I'm going to catch a fish, I'd pick a plastic worm on a lead head.
Yeah, I agree.
But I would start out with something moving, a spinnerbait or a jerkbait where I could saturate more bottom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, put the trolling motor on high and go kind of thing, and usually that'll work. If it really slicks off, if you got real bluebird skies or something, then sometimes if they're reluctant to take the moving baits, then you get your worm on a shaky head or a grub on a shaky head, and those are your go-to. So,
all right, small baits too, right?
Yeah, a 3 or 4 inch grub does fine on like a 3/16 ounce lead head, and it's a Tholeman Reelin bait. Just I use really light tackle. It's a lot of fun. It's a technique that really, really doesn't get enough attention. And I think people are scared, and we talked about this, you can throw the inline spinner baits in the mix, and I think people are scared or not. They're hesitant when they throw those little baits because they think you're fishing for a little fish.
No.
Well, you are, because a little fish can eat a little bait, but a big fish can and will eat a little bait.
Absolutely.
And in our clear water, those big spots will gobble the little rooster tails, the little grubs up.
You betcha.
So, you just got to go through some little ones to get to them. But that means, let's think about it. That means you're going to catch more fish, right, because you're catching both. Mm-hmm. Let's see where's the downside to that. Don't see one. Can't find it.
That's right. Well said.
Yeah, we want to catch fish, right?
So yeah, that's right. Get so, bit.
And I'll tell you what, if you've got a youngster and you want to introduce him to bass fishing, that little grub and leadhead thing is great because he throws it out there and reels it. Usually when the fish bites it, it just loads up on it. It's not real technique intense like fishing a plastic worm in 20 or 30 feet where there's a lot of things that can go wrong. It's engaging. You know, the kid can do it. It's fun, and he's casting and reeling. So that's a great way to introduce a youngster to bass fishing, too.
Absolutely. In connection with that, and I've told this story, I'm bragging, but long, 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 long time ago, mm-hmm. when I used to tournament bass fish, I was on Lanier, and I drew a guy that was the second in the boat, and he was fished for largemouth at Clark's Hill. Mm-hmm. I used a 4 and a 6 inch worm all day, and I caught 51. And he used an 8 inch worm, and he caught one.
There you go.
Right.
Again.
All right.
What's
so you, are you striper fishing? Pardon me. Are you striper fishing today?
A little of both. Mm-hmm. Probably going to throw a little top water. And striper fishing's been good too. We didn't talk about that. Really good live bait, bite, planer boards.
Okay.
Free lines, some down lines. You can, if you see scubing fish, they'll crush a mini mac, and there's a fair number of schoolers. It's sporadic, but that's certainly I will be looking for them. I'd be prepared when they come up because you don't have a big window there. Be ready to get them. And there's some fish being caught, a few topwater fish. That's been kind of sluggish to crank up, but it's there, but it's not wide open. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, a lot of stripers are shallow enough. You'll get a few on a jerk bait. A fluke. A fluke's a really good thing to fish right now because you're fishing for bass and stripers all at the same time, whether you want to or not. Mm-hmm. But that's another easy bait to use and very effective. We, with the water in the mid to upper 60s, depending on where you're at, there's a lot of fish cruising the banks in shallow water.
Yeah, are you fishing every day now?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm not guiding as much. We reduced our guide schedule because of the staying place order.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. We wrestle with that a little bit, but yeah, I'm fishing a lot, not guiding as much.
I got you.
So we'll see what happens if we're going to extend this. We'll make a plan action after that.
You bet. Well, the audience always learns something when you call, and I do appreciate that, Mac.
Well, I hope they do, and we always enjoy calling. Everybody get out there. This little rain shower is going to come to pass. Good day to go fishing, get out there and get after.
Well, I would just add one thing that for everyone to check out your website, Captain Mac, all right?
CaptainMax.com, and you can get this fishing report in a very largely expanded version. And, of course, we'll put some pictures and videos and try and entertain you a little bit, too.
Fabulous videos and photos. You're really doing a great job with that.
Well, thank you very much. Hope people enjoy it. And just, yeah, go to Captain Mac, CaptainMacks.
All right, my good friend. Have a great weekend.
Do the same, buddy. Thank you.
You bet. See you later. All right, it's 17 after the hour. Let's talk now to Stuart. He's calling from Jackson, Georgia, I believe. Good morning, Stuart. What do you say?
Hey, old Neil, how you doing, my brother?
Good.
Listen, I got a question for you.
All right.
I want to know if you know this is a white crappie.
Yes.
What's the largest caught bat of crappie in the world? What did it weigh?
Of a
white crappie now.
Boasted as being a new world's record. Is that the one you're talking about?
It's the world record. I read it in the Fishing Guide magazine.
Okay. What was it? 6 pounds and something?
Nope. You owe me $10. No, it's 5.3 ounces, O'Neill. 5.3 ounces.
That's a giant.
Okay, another question, then I'm going to let you go. And I'm glad to hear a lot of your callers are addressing you as the professor.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, what was I going to ask you? Oh, yeah. Could you tell me, or can you tell me, how much you paid for your barn? What would it cost now?
Oh,
roughly.
Oh,
you mean off the top of your head.
You mean my tough shed or my
tough
garage
shed.
Apartment?
Tough shed.
My tough shed. I think it was about $10,000.
So you
maybe
you,
less.
You got a large tough shed.
Yeah, I got a big one. It's got a front porch on it and shelves inside and a loft and you know that's a tough shed is a sponsor and that's the one they wanted me to have.
Okay, do you know what the smallest one they build?
No, I do not.
Okay,
I do not. I'm sorry.
I got. Listen
now.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Now this is. I've got it on the screen here. Is Stuart? But this is Black, isn't it?
This is Black down in Jackson, Georgia.
The right, and you need to give me your. Do you mind giving me your address again? Because I lost it.
That's the reason I hadn't got my hat right.
Right.
Anyway, it's 801.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Lake Road.
All right.
Jackson, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
30233-2826.
Send it to you this week, pal.
Listen, last question. Okay, you said...
Go.
I thought I knew the answer to your question there about where you live prior to moving to the mountains.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, you said you lived in Snellville, you and Gail, for 30 years, right?
Yep, 35 years. Oh, uh-huh.
Okay, do you remember a policeman that policed Snellville way back? What was his name?
Oh, my goodness, I don't know, Black.
Sam Ketchum.
That sounds familiar.
Sam Ketchum. Is Ketchum or Ketchum?
Oh.
And they said he
You're
was
the
Ketchum.
Greatest, man.
Last request.
All right, hurry.
Friend, you know where Elberton, Georgia is, I know.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's my hometown. I left there in 64 when I went back in the military. By the way, me and my oldest brother had 31 years, and I gave him 22 years, 10 months, and 13 days.
I think he got it narrowed down. I got 10 seconds, Black.
Okay. This is a prayer request. My friend in Elberton, his birthday is the 18th of June, and mine's...
I got to put... Black, I got to put you on hold. Welcome back to Works Radio. We've got some calls we've got to hook up to. Before we get to some other features, let's round up Black again. What were you saying, kind sir? I'm sorry I had to cut you off.
That's fine, O'Neill. I have a prayer request.
Okay.
My friend... Here's his name, Frank Harper.
Okay.
His birthday is the 18th of June, and mine's the 19th. We were going to get together, but I called a few days ago. He's taken for the worst.
Oh, boy.
He's going to have 24/7 round the clock. Mm-hmm. I want you all to remember him in prayer.
Glad you called, pal.
Thank you so much, O'Neill. Enjoy your program.
You bet. See you soon. All right, next up is... Been holding on quite a while. Jeff is calling from Cartersville, Georgia. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, O'Neill.
Hey.
Hey. Hello.
Yes, sir. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. I'm headed to Carters Lake. Never fished it before.
Can you
tell me anything about it?
Okay. Let's see. It's Saturday. If you can find out locally what time the dam might be generating, okay, then you have two choices. If they are generating through the dam, you will fish the mouth of the canal that goes to the dam.
Okay.
If there's current there, There are tens of thousands of catchable fish right there. If they're not generating, you won't catch a thing. So if they're not generating, the thing for you to do is think deep and think current.
If the bass may be going on bed.
That's right. You think, go up the river.
Uh-huh.
Go up the river, or maybe a cove with a creek in it, because a cove with a creek has current.
Right.
They'll always, if you haven't been there before and you don't know the deep water brush piles, the deep water standing trees and all that sort of thing, then the place for you to fish, even if you're fishing shallow, fish where there's current, even in a creek. Now, then I'll shut up, but you're first, you come to a cove with a creek in it. Your first cast is not to the bank. Your first cast is the middle of the cove in the little creek channel that feeds that cove.
Yeah, we went up a few days ago to look at the lake and talked to a local up there who works for the department, some kind of department that takes care of the parks and everything.
Right.
And that's pretty much what he said, too.
Well,
go to the middle of the cove.
Middle of the cove. That's right. That's where the fish doesn't stay shallow all the time. He'll go up and range the bank, and then he'll go back out to 6 feet, 7 feet deep in the middle of the cove. That's your first cast.
Well, he was telling me that the spot's bed 10, 15 feet deep up there.
That is correct. That is correct. But, you know, they're going to find that current before they end up at 10 feet. So give that a try. Hey, it's a beautiful lake. But if you can, believe me, if you can find that current that's going to the dam, you know, there's a canal that goes to the dam at Carter's Lake.
Yeah.
And if you can find that current right there, they're generating, believe me, you can catch five limits there at the mouth of that canal.
Okay.
Give it a try. Let me know next week now, okay?
Okay.
Call me back.
Thank
you, pal. All right, there you go. That's a good call. 29 after the hour. Let's talk now to, oh, my goodness, Hank the Yank. And he's still in bed. He hadn't even gotten up yet.
How do you know?
I'm just real smart.
Yeah. I'm out of bed.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I ain't missed any meals. Been eating good all week.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Professor.
I was thinking about that in the break when I've had several people say that to me on the radio, and the reason why is I learned all this stuff from people like you.
You got to choose a better class of friends.
Okay.
You know, you need to avoid guys like me and Mac.
Oh, no. You guys are the source of my information, my confirmation.
Boy. Well, I had a big Easter Sunday last week. Let me tell you, pal. You know, it was prefrontal.
Right.
So
you and I
always talk about how good the fishing is prefrontal versus postfrontal, and it kept people off the lake last weekend. Easter Sunday and the threat of rain and light winds, and let me tell you, I found fish on top in several places on Lake Lanier. I have a video, which I'll send to you when the show is over. I should have sent it to you this week. I pulled up to what I thought was some nervous water. I thought it was bait. And I took a look at it. And as soon as I pulled up there, I shut the motor down. I put my trolling motor down, and I went over to a sandbar. Went over the side of the sandbar to the other side. And as soon as I got there, the whole lake just came alive. I must have had 100 stripers around the boat just busting a gut. It was it was great. It was really great. So I made two casts, you know, two false casts with my fly rod. And I had my antenna up on the bow of the, you know, on the console. And I wrapped that fly line before I could get the cast into the fish. I wrapped that fly line around the antenna about 20 times. So I looked and I said, there's no way I'm going to get this undone. So I picked up my phone and started videoing the whole thing.
I saw that. I saw a video from you this week. It was great.
That was it. That was it. That was why I wasn't fishing. I wasn't fishing because I made an errant cast.
You know, when you sent me the video, now it's confirmed. I said, I see the fish. Nobody's making any cast.
Yeah. You know, I should have, when I got done videoing the fish, I should have turned and said, oh, by the way, this is why I didn't make any cast.
Okay.
You know, it's because my line was wrapped around the antenna at least 10 times.
Okay.
You know, it was pretty funny. But the fish came back up again about 5 minutes later, and I caught him. So it was a good Easter Sunday.
Good for
but
you.
Let's fast forward to today. You're not going to be able to do very well today. The wind is going to be howling. We're going to be talking 20 to 25 mile an hour gusts today. So if you're going to fish this weekend, I would suggest tomorrow morning. We are going to be getting some rain tomorrow late in the morning and the afternoon. So that means we're once again prefrontal, and these fish seem to do better on the front side of these fronts versus
yes.
the back side of these fronts. So
absolutely.
tomorrow morning is a prefrontal day here in North Georgia, so anybody going to any of the lakes should have a good time if they go in the morning. I will tell you this. I was out last night. I went for an afternoon cruise, and I will tell you, with this whole corona thing going on and people being bored, everybody is getting out on the lakes nowadays,
yes.
which I think is great. Okay, that's what they're there for, to social distance and have a good time. If you're an angler, I will tell you, you are way better off fishing in the mornings rather than trying to get out after 10, 11 o'clock. Because after 11 o'clock until about 6 p.m., the lakes look like 4th of July. That's mm-hmm. what it looks like on Lanier right now. So you either need to fish in the mornings or you need to fish right before sunset. Because otherwise, all you're doing is dodging jet skis and cruisers and everything else. So
I got you.
Use that as your fishing strategy for the next couple of weeks till this thing lifts.
Okay, good idea.
And that's about it, my friend. The striped fishing's is pretty good. I wouldn't say it's great, but it's pretty good. We're on the new moon this week.
Mm-hmm.
So the new moon is Monday. So we should have, again, really good fishing tomorrow is what I suspect. I would plan your day accordingly and try and get out and
right.
take a kid in the mornings.
2 days before and 2 days after, huh?
Yeah, and the moon is Monday, so anything up to 3 days before, up to 3 days after, that's what I like. I just don't like fishing the day of the moon itself, which is Monday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday is good, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on the new moon. On the full moon, I can go 7 days out. 7 days prior to 3 days after, I like the moon. So what I'm basically saying is you have probably 16 key days a year where those fish are going to be active.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 16 key days a month, I mean, not a year,
yep.
per month. Every month we have 16 days with the moon phases that puts a chip on your side of the table if you're an angler.
And you can, if you guys, I'll conclude with this. If you visit O'NeillOutside.com, the bottom of the home page, you can see the moon phase clock.
And it's very helpful. You know,
you betcha.
I'll leave you with this. When I have folks calling me, for guide trips, like I'll start getting trips for the book, start booking trips for the fall, probably in the next month. Usually mm-hmm. by end of May, I start booking some fall trips for October, November, because it gets very busy and guys want to get on the calendar. And the very first thing we do is, and my customers that have fished me before know, the first thing they're going to do is, all right, Henry, look at the moon phase. Give me a Correct. Good moon phase for when we're going. And mm-hmm. they're smart with that. And it just, as an angler, it just puts a chip on your side of the table to be more
Absolutely.
Successful.
And we need all the help we can get.
We
all right, my
all
good
Lord
friend.
Knows.
You have
all
a
right,
great
pal.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Stay safe and stay distant.
You betcha. I will do that. I am, and I will continue. And I'll catch you later. This is O'Neill. Before I go out of here in a break in less than a minute, it's time for the True Turn Tackle Tip. Ready? It's springtime. One of your choice baits is going to be a spinnerbait. It is a big fish bait, as is a buzzbait. If you want to increase your catch, use a trailer hook and turn the trailer hook down and not up. I guarantee you, you'll catch more. Turn the trailer hook down and then finish off the tip by mashing the barb, collapse the barb on your trailer hook for your spinnerbait and buzzbait. I guarantee you, You'll catch more fish per bite if you'll do that. This is O'Neill with Works Radio. Medal of Honor when we return. Pacifico and chasing line. Easy living down in paradise. Pour me another one. Make it a strong one. We're going to have some fun tonight. Well, it's been a fun hour so far. We've got a couple of more calls we want to handle before we proceed. Let's talk to Grace. She's calling from Alpharetta, Georgia. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning. I love listening to your show, O'Neill.
Thank you very much.
I used to fish with my dad growing up, and I just love it so much. And I was in a car accident. I'm in a wheelchair, and I heard the caller call in that's blind. And I'm interested in fishing, too, and I just wonder, is there any – I need assistance, and is there any – organization
Grace,
or help that you know of?
Grace, I know of nothing right offhand.
Okay.
But I should. So if you will listen next week, I promise I will have some direction from you in this second hour that can may be of some help.
Okay, that'd be great. I love listening, and I will listen for that.
Fond memories of fishing with your father, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They last forever, those memories.
Yes. And we would go down to Florida, and we used to always, every summer, go out deep sea fishing.
Oh.
And love that. Even after I was in a wheelchair, because I was in a car accident when I was 16. So even after that, you know, my parents would just take me anywhere. But, you know, now I'm older. And divorced, and so, but it's something I want to get back into, and I just don't know how, really.
I'm going to round you up some recommendations before next week, I promise.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet.
I'm excited.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. There you are. Now, let's talk to, did Gabriel leave? I was just about to get to Gabriel. That's too bad. Let's see if I've got something else here to get before we get to the, nope, that's it. Okay. Well, let's do the second radio prize package quickly. I'm sorry. If you win a coupon to go to Rocco's, here's the question. Telephone number is 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Answer the following question, and you'll get a coupon for a visit to Rocco's Pub in Jasper, Georgia. And the question is, often on the show, I have referred to a guide and a friend of mine at West Point Lake in Georgia. I referred to him many, many times as the God of West Point Lake. What's his name? Who am I talking about? He's a guide that started guiding when the lake backed up. He's a natural fisherman and the greatest on West Point Lake with whom I ever fished. So who is the God of West Point Lake? 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Now, if we can, we have time for it. If we can get Corey to bring up the Medal of Honor.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Staff Sergeant Clyde Choate, France, 1944. Choate was a commander of a tank destroyer, and as our infantry was occupied a position on a wooded hill when, at dusk, an enemy tank and a full company of German infantry attacked, threatening to overrun the American position and capture a command post only 400 yards to the rear. Clyde's tank destroyer, the only weapon available to oppose the German armor, was set afire by two hits. He first ordered all of his men to retreat, then he returned to the destroyer to search for comrades. A fire exploded in the tank, and it tore off his jacket and blew his helmet off his head. seeing that the tank and its supporting infantry beginning to overrun his fellow soldiers in their shallow foxholes, he secured a bazooka and actually ran after the tank, dodging from tree to tree and passing through the enemy's loose skirmish line. He fired a rocket from a distance of only 20 yards, immobilizing the German tank, and then running back to the infantry through vicious fire, he secured another rocket and advanced up the hill through machine gun fire and reached a position only 10 yards from the German tank. His second shot shattered the turret. With his pistol, he killed two of the German crew as they emerged from the tank, and then, running to the tank, he dropped a grenade inside and completed its destruction. He did all of this alone. With their army gone, the German infantry became disorganized and was driven back. Sergeant Choate's great daring in assaulting an enemy tank single-handedly, his determination to follow the vehicle after it had passed his position, and his skill and crushing thoroughness in the attack prevented the enemy from capturing a battalion command post and turned a probable defeat into a tactical success. He died in October 2001. Staff Sergeant Clyde Choate, France, 1944. Wow. And I want to take a moment. I don't have a call. For those of you who may be unfamiliar, permit me to repeat. I repeat myself all the time. Permit me to repeat myself in the following fashion. I chose to begin the Medal of Honor description, and it is on my website. You can go to O'NeillOutside.com, and you can read and research all of these Medal of Honor recipients. The reason I started that was, a few years ago, a very prominent, talented, famous entertainer, a singer, died. And if the descriptions are correct, she drowned in her bathtub because of a drug overdose. I don't have anything against her. Don't get me wrong. I'm not throwing rocks. But the state of New Jersey lowered their flags at half staff in tribute to an entertainer who died from a drug overdose in her bathtub. But yet no one knows these Medal of Honor recipients. So I said, well, let's tell everybody about these guys. They sacrificed their lives, most of them. They were heroic in defending their fellow soldiers and were, in most cases, devastating to the enemies that they encountered in Germany, France, Italy, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and so on. That's why, that is the origin of, and that's why I started the Medal of Honor tribute. And that Medal of Honor tribute, you can listen every week. And that's why I do that. So, and sometimes I really get wrapped up in it. Do I not have any answers? Okay, yes, we do. At 49 after the hour, I've got time for this. My question for the Rocco's prize package and get to go to Rocco's for wings and their food and their entertainment was, what's the name of the fellow that over the years I have called the God of West Point Lake? And Steve is calling from Marietta, Georgia. Steve, who am I talking about, and who is the God of West Point Lake?
Mr. O'Neill, that was Mr. Tommy Mike, a great, great man and a great fisherman.
Absolutely. Tommy had it. You know what I'm saying?
He had it, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He knew where they lived and how to catch them. I don't think he fishes much anymore. He's an old man like I am, so he doesn't guide anymore. But thank you for your participation in the show. Do you know Tommy?
I know Tommy. I knew Mr. Ron Savage and a lot of those gentlemen from West Point. I'm actually headed to the pond this morning.
Okay, let me ask you then, if you'll permit me. I think I've got time. Yes, I do. Where is Ron Savage these days?
I do not know. It is my understanding he was having some health difficulties, okay. And I haven't spoken to any of those gentlemen in a number of years.
Okay. Well, you know, you always like to recall and revisit the people of those great days that you had on the water in the woods. You like to revisit those people from time to time. Each time that I will say that each time I drive to, if I'm headed for Montgomery to see sponsors and so on, I always call Tommy.
Yes, sir.
And I always enjoy his pleasant, he and Catherine, his wife, most pleasant individuals, and he is indeed, do you agree, the God of West Point Lake?
Yes, sir. And thank you for your Medal of Honor section this morning.
Thank you. Great piece. You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Have a great weekend, pal.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye-bye.
There you go. We get the Rocco's coupon to Steve. He can go up and meet some wings. 51 minutes after the hour, this is O'Neill with Works Radio. And I want to, if we can educate ourselves about fishing and fishermen and so on, I always want to take that opportunity. I'm going to read a description to you of someone in the fishing tackle business. And then I'll tell you who he is. I think I've got time for this, maybe. He started a bait company in 1958. He started with $5. And later, he became one of the most popular personalities in the fishing industry. He won fame with a bait called a jelly worm and a little George. His business grew into a million-dollar company by the time it was sold in 1979. He's a two-time BASS tournament winner, and he was a top tournament angler until he retired in 1984. He was inducted into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame in 2003. I wonder who that is. I bet you already know. I'm talking about Tom Mann. Mann's Bait Company, Eufaula, Alabama. Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. Yes. Okay. All right. 52 after the hour. This is O'Neill with Works Radio. I appreciate you guys all joining us this morning and indulging O'Neill with some of his lectures and recommendations. Fish the cove with a creek in it. If it's the first time at the lake, go up the river. Find the current. Find the current in the cove, and your first cast into a cove with a creek in it is in the middle of the cove. Boy, don't we learn things together? We surely should. I've got a lot of friends of mine that are really good at it, and I always ask them about those types of things. 53 after the hour, this is O'Neill. Got another short segment coming up. Give us a call. This is O'Neill. I'll be back. Okay, we're almost done with the second hour, and this weekend's O'Neill Outside. Two things to tell you about. Captain Mac called back for me to pass along to the lady that had the questions about wheelchair bound and other handicaps being able to be escorted or learn about fishing and have places to go. And I'm told that you can visit the Department of Natural Resources, Georgia Department of Natural Resources website, and locate there on that site, you will be able to locate the facilities, the place, the people, all of those things necessary so that a handicapped person can receive aid in going fishing. Wasn't that kind of him to call back? Let's give that a try, and we'll talk about it next week, and I will also. Secondly, before we leave, it's going to turn into some self-promotion. That is, if you can, if you like, should you choose to do so, you can watch O'Neill Outside on Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Sports Florida, Fox Sports Arizona, and the VOD sites, that's video on demand sites, such as the Hunt Channel, Waypoint TV, Pursuit Up, our website, as I said, Destination Go, the Carbon TV. You can watch O'Neill Outside dozens of places every single week. And I would invite you to visit O'Neill Outside. And there on the home page, you can purchase my first book. The next one's coming out pretty soon, called O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. It's recollections, if you will, of those people and places. And if you order it on the website, I will sign it and personalize it for you. If you choose to order it from Amazon, you may do so and read the reviews there at Amazon. So, cork's back in the jug. I appreciate all you guys calling. It's always a pleasure to speak with you on Saturday mornings for Works Radio and O'Neill Outside. This is our... My goodness, this is scary, isn't it? This is our 29th year on radio and 39th year on television. Let's make friends. And if you're too busy to go fishing and take a child along, you're too busy. I'll see you guys next week. Just an old sweet song
keeps Georgia on my mind. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.